A very, very, very good evening to you, Zimbabwe Muhle. If you're joining us right now, you are tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Voice of America, Lape Studio 7. And today is a Tuesday, the 30th of October, 2018. Ikamalami bafetu zitarangu. My name is Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, thank you for joining us. I'm your host for tonight. Ikamalami Zitarangu Bafetu is Mike Hove. Lamhlanje kuhlelo tonight, nasi pachirongwa, we're discussing the current state of Zimbabwe's economy. We're looking towards talking to vanhu vechidiki, abantu abasakhulayo, abantu abatsha, the Zimbabwean youth who are businessmen. We're looking towards discussing the current state of Zimbabwe's economy. And of course, we want to hear how the different companies are surviving within Zimbabwe's current state or economical climate, as we would say. We're also looking towards bringing on a couple of youths who are all based in the diaspora. Two of our three guests actually are based in the diaspora. One already has moved into Zimbabwe, found a gap, found a loophole, invested. And another one recently did something interesting. He went viral on Twitter after tweeting one of our ministers, Wago Bulawayo, Uraj Modi. And of course, he went viral after asking Raj Modi, saying, "Hey, Mr. Modi, please, can I have the zaga, the guap, the cheese, some money so that we can move back to Zimbabwe?" Umfanalo, he's doing big things, interesting thing, izimanga, out there in South Africa. So that's what we're looking towards discussing. We're also looking towards opening the mics to you, Zwaro Zimbabwe, Izizalwane Zimbabwe, to hear ukuthi yini umbono wenu mayelana ngesimo somnotho eZimbabwe. What is your thought about what is currently happening in Zimbabwe when we're talking about economics? Do you have advice to all these youths that are looking towards moving back? And of course, can you learn a thing or two from these youths? Do you have faith? Do you believe that what they're going to do is something interesting and their businesses will thrive with Zimbabwe's current state economically? To join our discussion, of course, Bafethu, feel free to write your number in the comments section. Ezanzi, njalo lingasixhuma ku WhatsApp. Number yedu yepa WhatsApp is 202-465-0318. Lingasithinta njalo in the studio. Belele, just hit me up, Bafethu, to call me. The number is 202-619-2077. Ongo adiwa wenyu, Mike Hove. Ndino tanga nukutenda ishukuru, Bafethu, nukupinda mchirongwa. Ndino vyomba kutinasi mchirongwa, ticha zidza zunjwa. Kawanda uye chirongwa chedu chicha spaka rough. Bafethu, nasi mchirongwa, takatarisira kukurukura nevana vechidiki, zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. That are based ukoo kuZimbabwe, umuawari based kuno kuku America. Vana vechidiki varikuti aiwa, tirikunzwa mutungamiriri wenyika va Emerson Mnangagwa vachiti Zimbabwe is open for business. Inesuwo takuda kudzokera kumba nemari dzedu. Tino investawo uko kuZimbabwe. Tinoona kuti chii chinobuda sezvo ndiri chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe. Takatarisira kukurukura nemiwo futi kuti mupindewo muchirongwa motiudzawo kuti maondero enyu nenyaya iyi. Ukuo Zimbabwe, kana takukurukura nezve mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. What exactly is your thought, Bafethu? Yilo lutaba use kutwini lamhlanje. Igama lami nguMike Hove. Lamhlanje kuhlelo sikhangela ukuthinta le ndaba ikhanga ngani iyahlupha ngale eZimbabwe, indaba yomnotho welizwe. Sifuna ukuxoxa labantu abasakhulayo, abo somabhizimusi abasakhulayo, sizwe ukuthi bona babona njani isimo somnotho eZimbabwe. Njalo ukuthi njengoba abanye babo bayasho ukuthi bakhangela ukugoduka ekhaya beyofaka imali yabo bathuthukise umnotho welizwe, do they think ukuthi that is a one safe idea, two is it a wise idea? Sifuna ukuthi lani lingene kuhlelo lisitshele umbono wenu ngodaba olusegudwini. Right, Bafethu, it's now time ukuthi sihambe ku guest wethu oqala ongenayo kuhlelo lamhlanje, ngumsekeli ka mayor umnumzana uTinashe Kambarami. Umsekeli ka mayor ngale kobulawayo, 1-2-2 ziyathunga. Mr. Kambarami, unjani mnumzana? Thank you. Ngiyaphila baba. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo baba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
So ay qhubeka baba, unakhuluma?
Yebo. Ethi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngethuba onikezelona.
Of course, baba, the honor is all of ours. Angithi lani liyasi you are all joining our program, so thank you so much. Ngokungena kuhlelo. So mnumzana masithinte le ndaba esegudwini lamhlanje. Let's dive straight into it. Tell me something, what exactly is your opinion nxa sesixoxisana ngesimo somnotho eZimbabwe?
Lethi ngathi kubontanga ama challenges siba nawo ngokuthi abaningi sibaqala ukungena ukwenza into zamabhizinisi. And ama challenges singaba lawo nxa uqalisa ibusiness, you're trying to build capital, survive the business community, lapho fika khona kule competition vele which you have existing business players in that field. Ama challenges oba lawo ukuthi you're trying to build your capital ukuthi ukhulise ibusiness yakho. Ubunzima ohlangana nabo in such an economic situation where we have the inflation at very high rates and you can't even balance right now ukuthi how much are you supposed to be selling your product, how are you going to grow your business, and you can't even project. Your challenges esiba lawo especially kwabasakhulayo abasanda kuqalisa amabhizinis.
Right, when Baba, you have been an entrepreneur in Zimbabwe even way before you got a position yako as deputy mayor ngale kobulawayo. How has your business been thriving, not just in this current economical state, but, you know, Zimbabwe has been in a very, I guess, bad economical state for a very long time. So how has your business been thriving?
I can say, I've been up and down. At some point, when I was survival mode and the recovery mode, if I can say, where you grow your business, the biggest stage is I'm ready for the next stage. And then the next thing, these government policies come in and you lose your money in the process, things start going down. So you keep on going in phases. Whereas I'm going to call the business, 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 I'm going to like in this case where someone, if you had $10,000 in your account, which was $10,000 US, and with what is happening right now, it's no longer $10,000 US. It'd be maybe $3,000 US equivalent because I want everything is much. So my challenge is I affect whilst you are growing your business, it means we will recover more. Where you are now trying to recover what you had before, what you had worked for. So my challenge is business and the our environment is not friendly for business right now because you can't even project. So I'm a challenge in they make it difficult with the business in cooling. You grow and you go down. So you keep on going in cycles. That's what I can say.
Right. I hear you so much, Tinashe. So tell me something. You know, Zimbabwe's economical state is not new to the world. I've had the opportunity of speaking with several different people who are here on the Mandela Washington Fellowship, who come from Zimbabwe. And when they get here, they get shocked by one thing, that there's so many different cities that have stories that are some cities that have the same story as what's happening in Bulawayo, where industrialization has gone down. But those cities have now come back up in the game again. Do you have faith ukuthi Zimbabwe layo will get back on the rails, just like a lot of what happened in America?
Yes, definitely. Our situation is political. Everything in Zimbabwe, we have people with skill, we have people with degrees, abantu who know how to run businesses, business entrepreneurs. We have people who are capable of running business and resuscitating, reviving our industry. Especially in Bulawayo. But the problem is not an economic problem. It's actually political. Nama political solutions that we have to find. As I said, keep business, go be friendly to any other investor to come in and bring in their money. You know, when you decide to invest in Zimbabwe, whether you're a local investor or you're a foreign investor, you look into a lot of things. Umuntu okubulawayo kathi lobe le mali. If they decide to go for the business, they are going to have to lose the money in the process. They don't even have the faith to invest their money in their city where they are staying because of the business environment that we have and the policies that politicians have put in place. Where the next day you put your money, the next day you lose it. I mean, I'll give you an example. We have a repeat of events in 2008. We had quadrillions, zillions. People had their money, and all of a sudden, we have we zero. You understand? Mm-hmm. Companies, those, they closed down. Then recently, we have a foreign current account, which our money was in US dollar my account. But the next day, a minister wakes up and say he would open foreign current account, invest in a foreign current account. So it means those people who had their money in the account, they've lost it. It's now gone. They are now being told to open new accounts. Mm-hmm. So going to get now my challenges on Alana, UINs, which is going to be frank, no one has confidence in doing business with us, including mm-hmm. local investors.
Right.
The problem is, what I can say in short is, mm-hmm. it's not economic, it's a political solution that we need. We need to put solutions in place, policies in place that we can actually say with these policies, they can only be changed maybe in parliament, not with an individual can just wake up the next day as long as it suits them. If I get a new policy that will affect businesses, won't you tell my parents what is my really confidence in investors?
So
Kambaram, our environment is not friendly for business. That is what I can say in short.
Okay, so if you're saying that means Uguti economically the country is on the right track, in Dabai Air Corner is just about investor confidence, and it's...
Yes, the political side is what is affecting.
Okay,
us.
So tell me something, and lapangza funu tsikunme so that both our Shona and Debele and English audience understand. We have, even Etingwen Manje, we have two different individuals, both from the diaspora. One Vele has already moved back. When I'm talking about putting his money in Zimbabwe, he's opened his companies in Zimbabwe, and he's created opportunities in Zimbabwe. Omunye, he's based in South Africa, and he's looking towards moving back to Zimbabwe. He's actually from Bulawayo, so I'm sure he's excited. Kodwa bona, they're looking towards putting their money back. Is that not a sign of confidence?
You see, now we every day we are talking to business people, international business community. We are talking to people, Zimbabweans that are living abroad. Mm-hmm. They want to come back, mm-hmm. but you see, they look into the situation and how things are happening. For mm-hmm. example, right now, I have an opportunity with my new office to meet investors. Mm-hmm. One of the things that they raise when they decide to start to invest in Zimbabwe is our banking system. Mm-hmm. Our banking system is not live at all. Some of these investors, they have invested in our country and they have lost millions of dollars before. Mm-hmm. And things keep on happening the same way, where politicians start printing money mm-hmm. and they replace that the hard currency with the money that they have printed, which has no value. Mm-hmm. All those things. They have had such experience. It's not a secret. Everyone knows about it. But you see, someone who is not well informed, they bring their money, they invest, they lose their money. Mm-hmm. They start pointing fingers, so and so did this. But you see, any other investor, if they are to bring in their money, there are things that they look into. The security issues, the banking system, the policies. For example, the policy that we have in this.
Kambaram, awusazwakali, ngicela uchete kancane.
Hello?
We couldn't hear you properly. Could you just move a bit? Hello? Okay, ngibona ngani uKambaram has we've lost him, but we'll try to get him back. So with that in mind, I believe Uguti, we have our other guests, like I mentioned early on, and I'm hoping that they were both paying attention. So with that in mind, let's move over to the first guest, one who was very, very eager. Uguti athole ithuba lokukhulumisana lo Tinashe Kambaram. Bafethu, Zimbabwe Muhle, can you all welcome me? Let's all welcome ama guests ethu. Ngizaqala lo mnumzana Tshatanga ona va Jafet Mpofu. Mpofu unjani baba?
Ngiyaphila mfowethu njani?
Hayi siyaphila. Ngilethemba lokuthi ubu you are listening to umnumzana uKambaram ekhuluma.
Yes indeed, I was listening.
Right. So wena Mpofini, you were the first person that came into mind when I thought about this topic lamhlanje. I saw recently, and I'm sure some people abalandeli bethu and those that follow me on Twitter saw wena usuxhuma umnumzana the minister uRaj Modi when you were saying that I wava Modi ayini nami ukudokuzokela kuZimbabwe sengifuna ubuyele ekhaya. I have this amazing business that's doing okay in South Africa, but I believe Zimbabwe. If I go back, I can do way better. Let's talk a little about that. Tell us a little about that. What exactly is inspiring you to go back home? You have a mobile kitchen business out in South Africa. You were on the news today. It seems as though the demand for it is coming up. What exactly, why move back home?
Yeah, like I said last time when we spoke, faith in a situation corner, even though but I believe this is a political situation, not an economical situation. So in a couple of months, and business people, the way he speaks to them, he's a different kind of a guy. Yes, he's got issues, the past issues and stuff. I agree with that. But so the thing is, he's a man who is humble. He's listening to people. He goes to people and listens to them. And I was listening yesterday when he was addressing a business forum. He was asking questions from the business world. What are the problems? What can be done to fix the situation? And people were telling him the way forward, you understand? And I was happy that he's willing to listen to people. What is the way forward? How can we fix the economy? So the thing is, yes, he understands. And I know they told him that it's a political situation. Once that is done, once that is sorted, I see that already there are people that have been fired from the RBZ. We know that. There's an issue of a cartel that is running the economy, and we know that they have been exposed, those people. So I believe that those are the signs that the change is in the air.
So you believe the change is coming?
Definitely. We can't remain in the state that we are as a country. I believe that we can recover as much as Rwanda recovered from a civil war and a great genocide. I believe that we can recover from the economic collapse that we faced since 2000. So I believe that change is in the air, and it is up to us, the Zimbabweans, to be proactive and rebuild our country. We have to stop complaining now and try to reach out to these politicians and say, look, guys, we are willing to chip in, we are willing to help.
Let's work. So, tell me something. Last time when we spoke, you touched on indaba yokuthi there are people who are aching, who are dying, who are waiting to put their hands in that pie, in that business of yours. If you have options and people who are willing to work with you in such a beautiful environment such as South Africa, I know it's not the greatest, but however, there's a better chance of you making more money there. Why would you choose to go back to Zimbabwe? And instead of waiting up until Zimbabwe is at the point you believe it'll get to, and then moving it?
At the moment, we are not planning to shut down in SA totally.
Okay.
Yes, our vision is to, we expand and go that side, not move and take everything totally. We'll remain with the guys here running the staff here. Then Mina, I'll be up and down in both sides.
Okay.
But the dream is to have a factory in Bulawayo. There the dream is there is a higher chance of us getting funding without selling equity, without selling our shares in Zim than in SA. Because in SA right now, today I had an investor. She came to my workshop. So they are coming in numbers. But the thing is, they want shares in the business, of which at the moment, we are not in a position to do that.
To give up.
So that's why we're saying, let us try the option of getting the funding from the minister. Then we start operating in Zim also, while it's also the South African side is operating.
Yeah, no, so minister, has he gotten back to you?
Hello?
Bengitsi, yeah, no, minister, has he gotten back to you?
He promised to get back to me this week, so I'll be in touch with him probably on Wednesday or Thursday.
Ah, ngempela. Good at. Now, ngiyezwa ukuthi silo mnumzane uKambarami back ecingweni. I know ukuthi silo munyu uguest wethu ecingweni, kodwa ngicela ukuthi ubambe kancane ecingweni. Let's swing back to uKambarami and give him an opportunity. Lixoxisane lethu nobabili wena Mpofu lo Kambarami. Mr. Kambarami, ukhona ecingweni?
Yes.
Right. Uyamuza umfana lo uthi I want to come back home. Kontutu ziyaqhuthunqa ngiyeza. What advice do you have for this young gentleman who has his business out there in Johannesburg? It's attracting investors, but he's saying, iman kancane. I want to move back home first and keep a shop in South Africa, but home first.
It depends with the nature of business that they're into. But what I can say is, only thing that I would advise right now is once in the investment,
Tinash.
Yes.
Che, takangani, Baba. We can't hear you. You keep breaking.
You now. Yes, I can hear you.
Perfect. Now, Suzwagala. Stand right there. Don't move.
Yes. Okay. Can I go ahead?
Yeah. Kubega.
All right. What I'm saying is, I would advise someone if they had to bring any investment in Zimbabwe right now with the current economic situation to bring their investment in the form of machinery, whether agricultural or mining machinery or manufacturing machinery, not in money, as in bringing money like hard currency, because you can't trade right now with the current economic situation where you have multiple pricing and the government has a policy of 1:1 US dollar gas bond. You bring money in it. The moment you put your money in the bank, it's equivalent to bond at 1:1. That is their rate. Which is not friendly for business, because we are actually in denial of the real market situation. The actual rates out there that should determine how we transact. The government is in denial because it still maintains the policy of 1:1. So it becomes a disadvantage as an investor to bring your money, because the money gets here at the rate of 1:1. Automatically, it means you've lost your money, that currency. You now have a bond, your money in bond. So I would advise someone to bring their investment in the equipment, machinery, or anything that is not money exactly, like as a hard currency. That is my advice, because currently you won't be able to recover your money with what is happening. When I get 800,000, automatically it gets into your account 100,000, 300,000 bonds, which means who are current with the rates that are out there, your money is now equivalent to maybe 30,000 US or less, which is not good. Because if you're actually doing importing and everything that involves foreign currency, you will not survive. You will not survive. That is the honest truth. So the only advice that is there, as long as you are bringing investment in the form of machinery, yes, you have my advice. But currently, bringing hard cash is not advisable from a business perspective point of view.
Hi, what's in Libambe? Let me hold you guys for 1 second. Let's go to our third guest, and then Satatumlaleli Tshatoram Tereri. Right, our third guest, he's in the tech world. He's doing these interesting things in the tech world, but he's got a big itch, and he's got a little competition coming up his alley. Let's go to him now, Bafethu Tinswokuthi. How is he handling all the situations and this economical thing that's happening in Ugwok, Zimbabwe? Pa Muchirongwa Tinava Tafara Makaza. Ba Makaza Magadi and Yumkom. So Mr. Makaza, I know you have two companies, Kuzimbabwe, both that are technological, I guess, if that's the word I'm looking for, that work within the technology world. The first one is Zimtex Imwawinon Zifixa Inc. How are you approaching this economical situation, Kuzimbabwe?
Okay, thank you. So for me, it's a little bit different because this crisis is affecting everyone, even the small businesses, especially in the tech space.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever you have an app such as ZimTax, right, which is a ride-sharing app in Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
you need to accept payments. And for you to accept online payments, it's very hard for you to accept that if the only online form of payment you have is the ones that are supported by the telecommunications companies such as Econet and NetOne and Telcel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very hard because if you look at services like PayPal, which can be integrated into technological setups like apps such as ZimTaxi, they do not allow you to receive payments if you're in Zimbabwe. Just because we don't have the currency system in Zimbabwe right now, it's very volatile. And it's also a risk to investors because they don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, like what the deputy mayor was saying. So the risk factor is very hard for them. So whenever they are trying to invest, you find that they will require even more equity.
Mm-hmm.
The risk factor is much bigger. So it's very hard for startups.
Hmm. So tell me something, because I guess for you it's a little too late. You've already put your money in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
You've put your money in, you started ZimTaxi, and of course, like I said earlier on, you've got a you've got competition creeping out your alley. We know Econet is about to
yes.
come through with their own
yes.
car sharing app. As a yes. startup company, how are you guys handling this situation? I know, like you said earlier on, your
yes.
company works more with online cash, not with actual hard,
yes.
solid cash. How are you guys handling yes. this whole situation of all of a sudden Econet is, whoa, we're about to join this game. That you guys thought
yes.
you had found a gap and you're exploiting that gap. And of course,
yes.
the fact that Econet practically owns majority of the money. Well, handles
yes.
majority of the money.
That's true, yeah. So the one advantage that we have, especially right now because technology is becoming really involved in business, is that even if we're a really small company like ZimTax, going against a big conglomerate such as Econet is not as big of a deal. It's just because product doesn't take that much to build, right? Two people can build an app that can be built by a company as big as Econet.
Mm-hmm.
And you might find that, like, it's not really hard to build the business, but the challenge comes when you're now marketing the app.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's now a matter of financial resources. So it becomes a very big challenge for startups because you are competing with a big company with so much resources, especially a company like Econet that is very much involved in Zimbabwe. Like in most businesses, you find that Econet has a hand in every industry right
mm-hmm.
now. So it's very challenging for startups to compete with those companies. But the product will be the same. The difference is mainly the resources now when it comes to market penetration.
Okay. Right. So let me hold you for 1 second and let us go to our Facebook pages. Bafethu, I see ukuthi hayi lamhlanje they are all engaged. Abanye bakwate bakanonwabu, bangwa katsangwa zvikuru. Abanye are excited, abanye are agreeing with our guests. Umanu lapha sikukhasi lethu ele VOA Shona tukona uva manu varukutanzi remove tissue paper as money. Hayi, it looks like vamanu does not believe in the bond note. Anzi vaendramberi va tell them how business is safe in Zimbabwe. Vati vametu varukuti NGOs are building US money, but the government is converting to RTGS, yet we know there is no equivalence. And then tukona uva Courtney voice a number wada upinda omchirongwa saka tichakutsva gaiva Courtney apa Miriam Marete aruti watching you from South Africa tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa. And if we go over to our two other pages bafetulinga kohle kuti we're on three Facebook platforms. We're on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, njano sikona ku VOA Ndebele masambeni ku VOA Ndebele sizikuti mtsakazi muhle litheni. Uclearpass Khumalo uti been there in Zimbabwe 2 weeks back and what I saw is very disturbing. Ngena phela kuhlelo usitshele Cleopas ukuthi what exactly did you see? Usandisiwe Ndlovu faka amehlo. I can also see you. Umandla waze wafaka inombolo ufuna ukwengena kuhlelo. Mandla sisakudinga baba. UHenok uthi hello. Hello Henok, sibona uXolani Gatsheni la ufaka amehlo. We can also see you. UDecent Ndlovu Gatsheni la. Hello Decent Ndlovu Shepherd. Hello. And then Ubusani Ntini has a very, very good question for Mnumzana Jafet Mpofu. So Mpofu, I hope you're listening because I'm going to come back to you as soon as I read this comment. Ubusani Mbuso Ntini uti, Mr. Mpofu, why seek funding from Zimbabwe and especially the government? They don't have money. Why not seek private funding? Mpofu, can you respond to that?
In terms of funding, I'm open to any funding, but the thing is most private guys that will need the shares. But now, with the minister or with the government, the minister promised me that, yes, he can source funds for me. Not involving the shareholding part of it. So what I'm trying to run away from the private funders is they will want to own the shares, and at the end of the day, I'll end up working for them. Mm-hmm. While I'm the one who started the business, so at the end of the day, you will see them there on the website instead of my name. While this is my baby, mm-hmm. So the thing with the private funding is the shareholding part of it.
Okay. So you hear what everyone here is talking about. Umakaza yena, he has his car sharing app. Ukambarami yena la is an entrepreneur ngale kobulawayo njalo ngumsekeli kaMayor. Do you have confidence in the country? Like, do you believe Uguti going back is one of the best moves you could possibly make? I understand one thing about being patriotic. However, there's another thing about being a businessman. You're looking to make money, right? I believe you're looking to make a profit.
Yes.
Do you believe you'd be making a profit anytime soon?
Yeah, I believe that the situation, the fact that it's just so full of tension at the moment, I believe that there is a solution in the short term. Just give Zimbabwe a couple of months. I believe by December or January we'll be speaking a different story. Otherwise, if the government doesn't do anything at the moment, that country will collapse. So I know that they are afraid of collapsing the country. They mm-hmm. don't want the citizens to rise against them. So the thing that Mnangagwa is thinking about right now as I speak, he's thinking about the solutions so that the masses cannot rise against the government. Because the center won't work anymore. If they don't change the situation, the center will collapse. And so I believe that the change is in the air. That's what I believe in. Mm-hmm. I believe that there is a solution on the way in a couple of weeks or a couple of months. Mm-hmm. Something is going to come up. And I believe that we've got one of the most educated finance ministers in the world. I believe so. That guy is Ntuli Ncube, is well educated and he knows the economics. Well, we may say he has met errors, A, B, C, D, but I believe that he knows what he's doing, and I believe that he's going to bring the solution. He can't come all the way from Switzerland and come up to Zim and mess up the economy. I don't believe that. So I believe that there is a solution, and the fact that the president has asked for somebody who's outside ZANU-PF to be the finance minister, it shows that there is something that he has seen. There is something that he knows that needs to change.
Right. Kambarami, uconnecting when?
Hello.
Right. Snash. He believes that the winds of change are coming. The winds of change are coming in Zimbabwe. Besides you responding to whether you believe the winds of change are coming or not, because that's not the important part. Abanye, what exactly happened to Youth Bank? Wasn't there supposed to be a youth bank set up? Ukuthi abantu abafana labo Makaza, labo Mpofu, bangene labo bathole imali to start up something in Zimbabwe?
Well, I would like to concur with Mnumzana, what he just said. But kulezinye izinto nje engilama I tend to differ from some of the things that he said, because when you say the minister came down, you not come down all the way from Switzerland to come and mess up the economy. But mm-hmm. you see, these people, I agree with him. These people are very educated. They know the banking system, and they've seen how the banking system runs in other developed and well-organized countries. Mm-hmm. But the problem, these people, they know what to do. They know economics. They know the right thing to do. It's not like they don't know. They do these things deliberately.
You see, we had US dollars in the bank in the RPZ. It's no longer there. Imali yangona iyeng up. I say, because they are replaced on amabonds. So they had to find ways of covering up. Abantu betholi imali yabo in bond, but in a tell of value ayilayo. But I think what they knew what is wrong. They know what is wrong. These people are bankers. They are professionals. They have got master's degrees in the banking system. They know the right thing to do, even to revive our economy. But in the case of the a new policy, put your money in the bank. I'm a US dollar, it's a corner, then I'm going to have a risk, but to put my SCI account. So, if I get this money bank, the next thing, they introduce a new policy, you lose your money. It's a repeat of events. Honestly, you wouldn't talk. I have an opportunity to be interacting. I have an opportunity to be interacting with my investors one-on-one. They tell me their concerns. And one of them is the banking system. They say your banking system is bad, very bad. The moment you're actually talking to one of these guys in the banking system, who do you want to bring your money, they are now looking at opportunities on how what measures they can put in place to steal your money. That is a problem on its own. So when the women's demanding like representing a Lawai City Council, trying to talk to business people, from also, we know I've got that rapport with the business community by virtue of being a business person before I'm a politician. The main major concern that they have is our banking system. They've got their money sitting in banks, they are buying shares in companies in other countries. But it's not even making sense for them. But they are afraid of bringing their money because they know what their money will go through the drain because of what has been happening. So, one thing that can be a problem is, like I said before, our problem is political, not economy. These people were professionals, I'm telling you, I don't know. I interact with these people. They are professionals, they are bankers in senior government positions. But they are not doing things the right way. And they know how to do things the right way to revive our economy, but they are not doing that.
Okay.
So we need political solutions, not economic. That is the right. We have Amanda by the skill, we have entrepreneurs, we have bankers. You know, people like Abo, I wouldn't, of course, mention names, but we have a lot of these people. They are educated. They know what to do to bring life to this economy, but they are not doing it. Because their intention is to steal.
Okay. Hi, Mnumzana Kambarami, what's in Uba Mumlo Mogangani? Let us go to a couple of videos, Bafetu, whereby we're going to be showing you how some of these guys' businesses are working. We have two videos, unfortunately, both are from Tafara Makaza. He's going to demonstrate both the businesses that he has. Then we'll come back and speak to Makaza and hear Uguti, how is his business fitting in within Zimbabwe's current economical climate. So the first business we'll check out is Zim Taxi. Let us just show you how Zim Taxi works. And then we'll come back and show you more about his other business, Fixer Inc. Fixer Inc. And then we'll come back and talk to Makaza. Let's go, Buffett. So, Bafetu, if you saw that on Facebook, if you're on radio, unfortunately, you didn't get to see it. Kodwa video lapho he was showing ukuthi, hi, Zim Taxi. It works for those that are in South Africa, America, blah, blah, blah. If you have Uber, it works in a very similar manner. It's a car sharing app where you order well, some people say order an Uber. I'm so used to that. Kodwa, you order a ride. And umuntu comes, yakudopa, and then he takes you wherever you're going. Achinoku siya ikoko, ipapo munobadra foot online. What do Abafetu? He has another business, Fixer Inc. Let us go to Fixer Inc. and then we'll come back and we'll be talking to Makaza.
I'm Tafara. I'm a computer science student, just like most of you guys. And as you know, when you learn something interesting, for example, you can learn coding, right? And there is Java, that's a programming language. And as soon as you learn something new, you are interested to like try and apply it somewhere, right? So when I learned Java at my school, I was very much excited and I was looking for ways to apply that new knowledge, right? Coding in its essence is just learning to solve problems, be it mathematics or a problem in the community, right? If it's business. We need a way for customers to connect directly with service providers using technology. And right now the technology that I have is Android, an Android application. And the name of the application is called Fixer. So Fixer is a mobile application that allows you to do a simple thing, to summon a professional service provider near you, right? That is my app, it's called Fixer. You can download it on Google Play Store. It's live now on Google Play, so if you just search for Fixer Zimbabwe. So the reason why I was sharing this app is because as a computer science student, right, there's this notion that you must not really study business because all you do is coding. You must be a nerd, you must be a computer geek. But at the end of the day, what you do as a computer science student is to make a product. If you go to Econet or any other company, they are making products. So the engineers are the people who make products, the computer scientists, but you need the skills to know how to introduce your products to the market. You need to test the idea.
Well, Bafetu, you saw there, Fixer Inc. Shout out to Nas for that video. Shout out to Tafara Makaza for what the beautiful work he's doing. Makaza, uconnecting when?
Yeah, ngikhona.
Right, wa Makaza, mvunzo wangu kutanga, are you a nerd?
No, I'm not.
Saka apa mamchikurukura mchinyazo batanya yezwe online money and working while creating a space. Like we said, kuti apane zvirikuitika kuZimbabwe, and the first thing you're trying to do is solve an issue. I remember patakaita hurukuro yedu tiri two, pachirongwa changu chevechidiki. One thing you explained was kuti it's very important for you to be solving an issue. Pamlinge michita my businesses. So what issue are you solving by creating both Fixer Inc. uyezwe Zimtaxi?
So for Fixer Inc., the best solution there is to say that it's trying to reduce unemployment in Zimbabwe, because you know right now the unemployment rate in Zimbabwe is very high and most of the youth have become service providers. That's like plumbers, people who are designing, catering, and all that. So Fixer tries to be an Uber for home services. So it allows people, just from their homes, it allows them to connect with the best service provider near them. So it has a rating service just like Uber. Say you're at home and the stove stops working, you can get the best electrician near you at an affordable price. The service provider is also held accountable because there's a rating system and you can pay them using mobile money.
I ngibona umnumzana uCourtney lapha, ayeva Courtney pa page red VOA shona kuti Zim Taxi with exclamation mark. So I'm assuming he's used your services and nayo he can attest to your services. Tichiendera mberi apa kuZimbabwe pane nyaya iri kunetsa vanhu vakawanda nyaya yemari. The balances between RTGS, US, and other currencies. No matter what you do, because Zimbabwe, Tukwe and Ramberi, we're using a multi-currency system. Is that something that's affecting your business?
Right now, it's not affecting because we're just, for rides, people just use cash and they can they can use any other mobile money platforms that are available, be it EcoCash or, but they cannot use cards, right? Unless if the service provider has like a machine that they can use to accept the payment. So currently people are just using their normal way of paying, but they record on the app so that we make sure that they are charged normal prices. So they can confirm the payment on the app so that we monitor if they are not being overcharged.
Now, if we move over to Fixer Inc., I know it's a platform that you've created, kuti especially vanhu kusina mabasa kunyika, can utilize their services kuti vamboitawo mari. Nyaya yemari, a lot of people are saying hamuna mari, haguna cash, there's no hard solid cash yokubhadhara vanhu kuZimbabwe. Vanhu vakawanda vari kubhadharwa neEco Cash or other different forms. How does it transition and fit in neFixer Inc.? Sejo, let's say inina angu ndiri broadcaster, muno uya kwa ndiroti mic, ndubla utu ndutro voiceover, tuenda pa Fixer Inc. and then they find me there. how does it work to an extent where ini nang das die happening that people marry ang, and then uyo akwani sa ubadara zwaganak without the actual exchange of hard solid cash.
Yeah, so you can actually use EcoCash to to pay. At the moment, you can use EcoCash to pay, and all the service providers that are on our platform, we have met them and we have done some interviews with them. So they are reliable, right? So whenever they do a service, and the customers as well, we also have the details of the customers and their phone numbers when you pay via EcoCash. So they use that specific platform.
Okay, let me hold on to you because you just brought up an idea of something that I'd like to, I guess, move over to Mnumzane Kambarami, the deputy mayor. Okay. Mr. Kambarami.
Hello.
Right, yes, Baba Kambarami. Uyamuzi umfana lo ongisakhulayo. He does his businesses and he functions with online money. Now, is that something you urge abantu abaningi to do, I guess, because there's no money in the country. Abantu abaningi cannot find hard, solid cash.
Well, what I can say, it's good for businesses that are operating local that don't necessarily need foreign currency. I'll give you an example of maybe someone who's into retailing, buying and selling of maybe laptops, or phone, just a simple example. That person sells their money and they get a balance, RTGS or EcoCash. The challenge then comes when the person wants to go and buy and replace their stock. They can't get the foreign currency in the bank. It's not there. And they've charged these people their pricing is actually on 1:1 policy that the government tells us. The value that they give us of the US dollar and pound is not what it is in the market out there. So omuntu usethengisa laptop yakhe kade ethengisa $500, $500 hard currency. Wayethengisa imali ana yafakwa yangena ebank account kumbe uEcoCash. Kahlakwanisa ukuyithola ebank, he cannot give that person that $500. Umuntu wana nxa sefuna imali yakhe kumele eye ku-black market. Ku-black market le 500 liyana EcoCash befike bemnike $100. Because inflation, I heard at some point it was almost on 500%. Befike bemnike $100. Kahlakwanisa seluzile already if $100. That is the problem. So that is okay for business that are actually operating like they are getting everything they need from within Zimbabwe. But it affects then those ones who need to import. Because when you sell the products, you can't replace them. Then it means you can't operate. Then another thing. If $500, you're not going to charge you to get a laptop. Now, if you want to get a laptop, you're going to get a laptop. You're going to get a US dollar. Which would be, so many things, the $500 hard currency multiplied by the percentage that they are selling out there, which is maybe 300-400%. So many things, almost 2,000. Which are RTGS, then hard cash with $500. And no one can afford to come and buy your laptop at 2,000 and over. They are still getting, I'm a civil servant, they are still getting the same salaries that they had. $400, okay, with $400. The government is not considering what the bond is not equivalent to the US and their rates. So that is the problem. The only solution that we were supposed to get was the minister giving us a rate. Which this let the market determine the rate of US dollar against the pound, then it was going to be easy. We're going to have multiple pricing. He had actually proposed to allow a three-tier pricing where you can get prices in US, you can get prices in rent or RTGS. That makes life and business easy. But as long as they're still in denial and they're saying the pound is equivalent to the US, it's 1:1, we have a problem. We can't operate.
Okay, ngiyakuzwa ke. Let's move over to Mnumzane Mpofu. Mpofini, you're still there on the line? Ah, right, perfect. So one of the things that Ukambarami mentioned was moving machinery and not hard, solid cash. Another thing, I was reading one of the comments, Ubusani, he responded to you again. So thank you, Busani. It shows Uti you're paying attention. Ubusani highlighted one very important thing. In life, Mpofi, there is no such thing as into ebuyayo for mahala. Nothing comes for free. So yena Untin is highlighting on the fact that even when government gives you money, there's some kind of expectation. It's not Uti bayakunikeza nje ngenxa ukuthi uyizala neseZimbabwe. So when you're planning this move from South Africa to Zimbabwe, even uhulumeni akathi na imali, let's make a move. Are you planning on investing hard, solid cash or investing in machinery, as in moving in machinery yako from South Africa ukuyihambisa eZimbabwe ukuthi ube le company ngale kwele Zimbabwe?
At the moment, the priority is of course to move to get the machinery that fight in Zim. That is the first priority. Is to get the machinery that fight and set up a factory and know that we have everything that we need for operational in Bulawayo. Then once we are at that stage whereby we are ready to manufacture, then we can look at other options. But yeah, I understand the concern that Deputy Mayor would know. Rather have the machinery and maybe keep the car that currently they fight in SA. Yeah, so yes, the issue of moving machinery and establishing the factory there is the number one priority.
How is your business doing, Alekwele, South Africa?
This side, the market is also big. But the thing was that in the Banje funding, because you know, if I approach the banks, they tell me if you had a South African ID, we're going to give you even 1.5 million. They know they can see that it's a business that is viable. But the challenge is I don't have the South African ID, so they can't give me money. So I can only get money from my own country where I come from. You understand? Where they trust me, they know that I'm a Zimbabwean. So that's where the challenge has been. But otherwise, the market is big. We are really in need of capital injection. So if only we can get the capital, then we are going international, because we also have clients in Botswana. We've supplied some couple of trailers to Botswana. I've had also calls from Tanzania. People are saying, can you come and open a factory this side? So the market is huge. The market is huge, but just that we need the capital.
And we'll go back to Deputy Mayor, I guess, because this has become an exchange between the two individuals, because I'm trying to establish something very important. Mr. Kambarami?
Yes, I'm here.
Right. You are hearing Mfetulo Mpofu. We are sure Wuti. He believes that coming back home for him is a very, very stern solution towards his problems, because one, he's there in South Africa, the market is there. However, he can't get the capital that he needs because he's not a South African citizen. I got an ID from South Africa. Now, in Zimbabwe, we have our cash issue. And it's Ushi Loati, he is willing to, I guess, move machinery to Zimbabwe. Is that still something that could create imali for him within Zimbabwe's current economical state?
Primary production, if I can put it that way.
So,
primary production, it means you are either processing agricultural products or you are into mining. That is the factory, like it's production. That's the primary industry. So what I'm saying is the advantage is you can control the market, because you are only dealing with local products. You are not exporting anything. The only thing that you are bringing in is machinery from outside. But the moment you bring the machinery, it means you're going to be processing local products, whether it's mining equipment or it's agriculture or it's food processing. But you're actually processing a product that you're getting from within Zimbabwe.
Okay.
So it becomes an advantage, because you don't need foreign currency. What you need is working capital. They are going to get it in bond, whatever, but what you need is working capital from within Zimbabwe.
Okay, I need you to hold on for 1 second, and then I'll come back to you. Hold on to that point. Sithatha umlaleli, I hear uthi tinemthere parnare. We have a caller, silo umlaleli. Bafethu, 5 minutes left kuhlelo, masizweni ukuthi umlaleli utheni. Mlaleli, mthereri, caller, hello.
Hello.
Eh, makade yenyu baba.
Tiripo, makade yo yimi.
Aiwa, tiripo, zita ndiyani baba.
Zita ndi Desmond.
Eh, va Desmond, so gamchira imchirongwa.
Andinofara kuwaneni.
Eh, tudzeyo kamaonero enyu baba.
Maonero angu ini handina chandingatarisire chingaitwe nehurumende yavakunanga goshe vakwanisa kusimudzira isusu vechidiki. Isusu vechidiki future yedu yakatourawa kare. Padream zataiwa nawo ataifungawo kuti pamwe maybe ndo zvatichazovawo mune ramangwana. Zvese zvakatofa. Was right out where I was going to go to the Chayo. She could struggle with the 20 martyrs of the wind of Koro Chayakuan. KCP Rikat and the Chaguti could in the one who could into the Bata Bata or maybe in the Adi Mariach and in a quadrant one sack Bata Bat. Never put in a Gatuna in a mind as but all over our media, the Munom Zimbabwe, no one was a president or Shingota and Yama Mega Deuce. Asa ndina kana handi dira ndikumboona rine chari kubatsira mukati menyika ino yeZimbabwe.
Asi mukuzvinoka ta deputy mayor vakambarami vari kuti aiwa nyaya yika haisi nyaya yeeconomy. Inyaya yepolitics. Saka nyaya yepolitics paichagadzirwa ka then economy automatically mari ichapinda. Saka why do you believe kuti hurumende iyi haikwanisi kuzviita izvozvo? Va Desmond, mchiripe. Ah, it looks like we've lost Desmond. Basically, balaleli isikhathi sokusele 4 minutes kuhlelo. Simzwile umnumzana uDesmond, usandukhuluma uDesmond uthi uhulumende lo akathembi ukuthi uhulumende lo will do anything ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo ngenxa yokuthi akabathembi. So let's go back to umnumzana uTinashe Kambarami. Mr. Kambarami, we're about to wrap up the program. Could you continue your point that you were making? Kanya ngani lai, uKambarami usahambile. All right, let's go back to uMpofini. Mpofini, so kusele, nizakunikeza maybe a minute ukuthi uvalelise uhlelo. Sitshela ukuthi, I guess, is this move really, are you serious about this move? And of course, now that you are, if you are serious about the move, can you give people information as to where they can find out more information about Impuzi Muslaku?
Okay, ngiyabonga mfowethu. The move is something that we are serious about. Mm-hmm. We are really serious about setting up the factory in Bulawayo. So at the moment, I'm just waiting for the minister to respond. So probably this week, mm-hmm. I'll have a clear answer because they have got also inquiries from Zim and the other Zimbabweans in the UK who are willing to pay me, mm-hmm. even in foreign currency, while at least I.
So you do have access to private investors in Zimbabwe, Angus?
Sorry?
Bengizi, so you do have access to private investors in Zimbabwe?
Yes, I do. Okay. I do. Mm-hmm. I did get many people from especially the UK and Canada,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Zimbabweans that are based there, so they were willing to inject capital into the business.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, like I said last time, I told them that, no, I'm just waiting for the minister to respond. Then probably I will have a second thought on that, on having them injecting capital into the business and buying equity. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, in silent intent with that minister, that's when I will be clear on what step to do next. But otherwise, we are going to Bulawayo to set up the faith team. That's the faith that we have. We'll knock in every door that can... be knocked at so that we can get the funding that we need to set up the factory. So otherwise, that is something that we want to do as soon as possible.
Okay, Mpofini, ngikubamba umlomo wesikhathi. Yes, anikeza umakaza la ithuba ukuthi akhulume avalise uhlelo. Tafara, you still on the line, brother? Makaza? Usakhona Tafara? Right, like you said, Econet is about to come into your territory. What's your solution moving forward? Are there any upgrades to Zim Taxi? And of course, where can people find more information?
Yes, we're actually launching on Friday. We're launching four apps, two for drivers on Android and iOS, mm-hmm. and two for riders on Android and iOS. So they'll be able to download, and the apps will be up to date. There'll be a Google Maps and everything, mm-hmm. and we've integrated online payments as well.
Okay. Well, Makaza, thank you so much. Mafethu, thank you to everyone that joined us on our program. Uhlelo sesifike emaphethelweni tashika kumagumo echirongwa. Thank you so much to everyone that joined. Bafethu besikhuluma labantu abasakhulayo who are all in the business world. Each one of them. One is already in Zimbabwe. The other one says, nyeza, ngenkani. No matter what, bail, sunshine, nyeza. Bafethu, thank you to all you that joined. Oliver Lisayo, ngenjabulo, ikamalame ngumaikobe. Let's meet same time, same place next week.